Father, bless these words to our hearts and anoint our ears to hear. Give us hearts to receive in Jesus' name. Turn with me, please, to James chapter 1. And starting in verse 14, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Why is it that a person can be tempted successfully? Now, a temptation can come, and that is not sin in my life necessarily. Jesus was tempted, but the temptation did not tempt him. There was no enticing in the temptation that Satan brought to Jesus. He was not enticed by the temptation. But why is it that believers can be enticed by the temptation? Because of their own lust. And why is it that lust can tempt us or entice us? Do you know why? Because we do not believe that God is willing to provide the things that we desire and hope for. We do not really believe that God is willing, that He will and that He is willing. For example, young people are frequently tempted by relationships that are apart from the will of God, that are perhaps ungodly, because they do not believe that God is willing to provide for them regarding their relationships. They do not believe that God is willing to provide for them regarding personal satisfaction. They do not believe that God is willing to provide for them regarding companionship. They do not believe that God is willing to love them in the state that they are in. And they are not willing, and they do not believe that He does love them in the state that they are in. If I do not believe that God is willing, then the temptation will be enticing. This is why Jesus was not enticed by the temptation of the devil, because He knew that God was willing in all the things that He needed and He desired as a human being. He knew that the Father was willing. It is very important that I believe as a believer. Otherwise, I'm not really a believer, although I call myself one. And what is it that I believe? I believe the Word of God, the nature of God, and His character. I believe God when He says this is who He is and this is what He desires for my life. I believe Him when He says that all His thoughts are for me and not against me. I believe Him when He says all His promises are yea and amen. I believe Him when He says in Matthew 7:7, ask and you shall receive. I believe Him when He says that He loves me with an everlasting life. I believe Him in Isaiah 43 when He says I will give you streams in the desert. I believe Him. I believe not just what He said, I believe His willingness toward me. Isn't that what the blind man said to Jesus? If you are willing, I would like to receive my sight. And what did Jesus say to him? I am willing. I am willing. I have to believe that God is willing, or I will not believe God at all. I have to believe that if there's a call on my life, that God is willing to give me that call, that I don't have to perform it. God is willing to do it for me. I have to believe that if I fail in any way at all, that God is willing to forgive me. Not only is He capable of forgiving me, but He will forgive me. He is desirous of forgiving me, and He will in fact do it. I have to believe that it is of His own will that He begat us. He said it's of His own will. It wasn't of my will. You did not choose me. He said, I chose you. It was of God's will. And all the things in my life are of God's will. And He is, in fact, willing. God is willing. Do you believe it? God is willing. Do you believe it? And 1 Peter 1:18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver or gold from your vain conversation, lifestyle, received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without spot or blemish. Christ was willing to come. God was willing to give Him. He was willing to shed the blood. He was willing to purchase us with the highest price that there was in all of eternity. He was willing. He had planned it. He was willing. It was His purpose. It was His will. It was His desire. Don't you realize that God's desire is to bless you? He is willing to bless you. Don't you realize as a young person that God's desire is to make you absolutely fulfilled right where you are without anything else being added to your life? And then when the time is right and in His will, in His plan, He will add to your life. You don't have to do it yourself. God is already willing to do it for you. Don't you realize as an older person, maybe with a family or responsibilities, that the financial needs that you may have, that the practical needs that you may have, God is willing to provide for those needs? He is willing. God is willing to take care of you. This is why He said these things in the Bible, because He is in fact willing and He desires to do so. He shed His blood, He desires to do so. It was not an accident that He shed His blood. He set His face like a flint to the cross because He was willing and desirous to set His face like a flint to the cross. Nobody made Him do it. It was His desire. Nobody is making Him be kind to you. It's His desire to be kind to you. Nobody is making Him give you grace or give you mercy. It's His desire to give you grace and to give you mercy. God is willing. Whatever it is that you are thinking about in your life, know this, that when you turn to God, God is willing. But He is willing to do it Himself, not for you to do it for yourself. God is willing to choose your call, to choose your spouse, to choose your life, to choose all the details for you, to choose your occupation. You don't have to choose it yourself. He's willing to give you these things. He's willing. In Romans 8:32, He hath not spared His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? God did the hard part already. We worry about the easy part. He said, I was willing to shed the blood of my Son on your behalf. And you're worried about whether I'm going to take care of the details of your life? You're worried about whether I'm going to give you a provision to go to Bible college? Or whatever else it may be that you need. Or if He calls you into secular education, you're worried about whether the money will be there to pay for it. Don't you know that if it's His call, He's already willing? That's why He gave you the call. He's willing. God is willing. He gave 7,837 promises in the Bible because He is willing toward every one of those 7,837 things. He already said He was. That's why He said He would do it. That's why every promise of God is yea and amen. That's why He will answer your prayer. That's why He says, seek and you shall find. Because He is willing for you to find. He is already willing. If He did not spare His own Son, won't He give you everything? He already gave you everything. He gave you that which was the most precious to Him. What's He going to hold back from you now? He is willing. God is willing. God is willing. How many believers wonder if God will take care of them, if God will come through for them, if God will bless them, if God will provide for them? How many believers wonder if the call of God is going to be terrible and maybe He's going to give me something I really don't want? Do you have any idea who God is at all? Do you honestly believe that that's His heart? If you wouldn't do that, do you honestly believe God would? Don't you know that He is already willing? Do you think He was joking when He said He'd go above and beyond all you can ask or think? Do you think that was a lie? He said it because He's willing. God is willing. I have to be assured of one thing, or I will never trust Him, that God is willing. He is willing. He said that He'll supply all my needs in Philippians 4:19. Why? Because He is willing to supply all my needs. When did God ever not supply my needs? He is willing to supply my needs. In Matthew 6:28 and 29, He said He is willing to take care of me. He said He clothes the grass. Why wouldn't He take care of you? Aren't you more important than grass? But He clothes the grass, and it's clothed, its splendor is more than the splendor of Solomon. How much more are you worth than some flower? He is willing. He's willing to take care of your needs. He's willing to take care of your details. He's willing to take care of your problems. He's willing to take care of your mistakes. He's willing to take care of your hopes and dreams and your desires. He's willing to give you those things. God is willing. How many believers are afraid to dream great things from God? To hope that He will give them great things because they are not sure that He's willing? Of course He's willing! But what if I have the details wrong? Who cares? Then He'll give you the details that are right. Never be afraid to dream great dreams for God. Why? Because He's willing to give you those dreams. And if the dream is not quite what He has for me, then He will simply adjust your dream. But start off dreaming. Like you can't move a parked car. And you can turn the wheel all you like, but it's not going anywhere. See, if I dare to dream dreams for God because I believe that He is willing toward my life, then He'll steer me anywhere that He wants me to go. And if the dream was of one thing and the plan was of another, that's okay. Dream your dream and God will adjust your dream to fit His plan. And then you will desire that dream the same as you desired the other. And He will be willing, and He always is. God is willing. Okay, do you get that? God is willing. He's not going to be mad at you. He's willing. God so loved the world. Right? He's willing because He loves you. God so loved the world that He gave that Son. And if He gave Him, what else will He not give you? He is willing. He was willing to love the world. He was willing to give His Son. He's willing to take care of your life. He was willing to shed His blood. He's willing to give you a plan for your life. He's willing to come through for you. He's willing to be faithful to you. He's willing to take care of you. He is always, always willing. If you come to God with a need, do not ever wonder, is God willing to fill my need? Because Jesus said, I am willing. If you come to God in prayer, do not ever wonder, is God willing to answer my prayer? Because He said, you have not because you ask not, pray and you will receive. I have to tap into His willingness. And so I come to God and I have a full expectation that my petition is going to be given to me because I'm tapping into His willingness. I know that God is willing. I know that if I ask Him for a vision, if I ask Him for a calling, I know that if I ask Him for a provision, I know that if there's something that I need in my life and I ask Him for it, God says, I am willing and I will provide for you. But what if I ask amiss? What if I just want to consume it on my own lust? Don't you realize that that very question is evidence that that is not the case? Don't you realize that if you are in fact asking amiss, then God will adjust the desire of your heart? Don't you realize that if you do not achieve perfection right now, that's okay, you don't need to. He already knows what is perfect on your behalf. Don't you know that if you're asking for the wrong thing, He'll still give you the right one because He knows the heart that's asking it? God doesn't answer according to your words. God answers according to your heart. It's the Holy Spirit that makes intercession for us. As I pray, the Holy Spirit takes my prayers and He changes them into what He wants them to be. Does that mean that my prayer is irrelevant? No. It means that my prayer will be answered. When Daniel prayed, even when Satan hindered the prayer, God brought Michael the archangel to help him because he was willing. God was willing. God is always willing. God is willing to give you all the good things. You know what He's not willing? To give you all the bad ones. You know what He's not willing? He's not willing to hurt you. You know what He's not willing? He's not willing to condemn you. Do you know what He's not willing? He's not willing to forsake you. Do you know what He's not willing? He's not willing to forget you. Do you know what He's not willing? He's not willing to ignore you. He gives me freely all the good things. And if I desire something that's a bad thing, then He changes my desire. And then He will give me the things that I desire. It's still a desire. And it's still my desire. That's the thing. It's still a desire and it's still my desire. But it came from Him. And He is willing. He is absolutely willing. In Luke 12:32, why are people so afraid to trust God when it's really His good pleasure to give them the kingdom? Do you know why it is He is willing? Because it gives Him pleasure to give to you. It gives God pleasure to answer your prayers. It gives God pleasure to come through for you. It gives God pleasure to be faithful to you. It gives God pleasure to be kind to you, to be patient with you. It gives Him pleasure to take care of you. It's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So what are you so afraid of that you think you won't receive from God? The only thing I won't receive from God is the thing that's going to harm me. Why? Because He's willing on my behalf. God is willing to love me in all circumstances. God is willing to be merciful to me. God is willing to be gracious to me. This is one of the reasons why I never ask for justice. What happens if I ask for justice? justice was poured out on the Savior. What happens if I demand just something, somebody does something and I demand justice from God? Well, I have to remove mercy and I have to remove blood, and then I die. Spiritually speaking, my demanding of justice from God toward another person kills me, because I'm looking into the ark where justice was laid, and it was covered in mercy and it was covered in blood. God is not willing to put justice on me because He's not willing to kill me. God was willing to put justice on His Son because He was not willing that I should be harmed. He was not willing that I should perish. So He gave it to His Son. Why? Because He's willing toward me. He's always willing toward me. In 19:10 of Luke, He was willing to seek and save that which was lost. I was lost. I was dead in trespasses and sins. And He was willing to come, and He was willing to look for me, and He was willing to work in my heart, and He was willing to do the things that would transform me, and He was willing to find me, and He was willing to save me, and He was willing to give me a call, and He is willing to make that call come to pass. Why? Because He is willing. He loves me and He is willing toward me. And He loves you and He is willing toward you. And there is not a single person in the world that calls on the name of Christ where Christ will be unwilling toward that person. I don't care what your detail is. I don't care what your circumstances. I don't care how unworthy you may feel you are. He is still willing. There is never a time when He is not willing on behalf of the believer. He is willing. Unto Him that washed us with His blood and cleansed us from all our sins. In Revelation 1:5, He is willing. He was willing to forgive me. He was willing to remove my sin. He is willing to forget my sin. He is willing to remove it as far as the east is from the west. He is willing, and He will do it. He is willing. Jesus takes those people who are not willing to turn to Him, and He weeps over them. In Matthew 23, He wept over them. And He said, "How often would I have been willing to gather you as chicks, as a hen gathers you, her chicks? How often would I have been willing to do that, but you would not?" And He wept, and He wept, and He wept. And it says when He wept, He cried with a loud voice. He cried. It was like, you know, it was like almost a child wailing over a hurt. This is how He cried over those that He loved who were not willing toward His willingness. God is willing. If I don't believe God is willing, I won't have the capacity to trust Him. He said in Isaiah 43 in verse 4, "You're precious in my eyes and I love you, and I will give other lives for your life." He is even willing on behalf of the believer to give the unbeliever's life up for that believer. It says in Acts chapter 12 in verses 18 and 19, when Peter was in prison, the angel came and he rescued Peter out of the prison. And then Herod examined his keepers. And because Peter got out of prison, Herod ordered his jailers to be put to death. God was willing to trade the jailer for the believer. God was willing to take care of His child, even if it meant giving up the unbeliever. God is willing to take care of you in all things, even though it might cost something. He'll pay the price. He gave up His Son. He gave up His Son. What won't He give to you? He gave up His Son. How many believers are nervous about their lives? Fear not, it's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's His pleasure. pleasure to give it to you. Don't be afraid for your life. Young people, don't be afraid for your relationships. Don't be afraid for your call. Don't be afraid with what you're going to do with your lives. It's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You don't have to be wondering if God is going to take care of you. Yes, God is going to take care of you. You don't have to wonder if God will give you some special call that will fulfill you and that will have meaning in your life. Yes, God is willing to give you a special call, and He will give you a call. He's already planned it out before the world began. It's already in place. You're just entering into it. That's all. You don't have to worry about how things will come out in your life. God has already determined how they're going to come out in your life. He already has the plan for your life established. He is willing. He's willing on your behalf. He's willing to be faithful. But what if I don't believe? Then He is not willing to not be faithful. Even if you are willing to not be faithful. If you are willing to unbelief, God is not willing to be unfaithful. God is going to be faithful toward you regardless, because He is willing. You are worth it to God. Don't you understand this? You are worth it to God. Peter was more valuable to God than the jailers. You are worth it to God. You are worth more to God than His own son, because He gave up His son on your behalf. You are worth it to God. He is willing, and He's willing because He thinks you're worth it. And He is not going to change His mind, because in Him there is no variability, no variableness, neither is there shadow of turning. It's not talking about turning, it's just talking about even a hint of turning. Even the appearance of turning. You are worth it to God to give you the kingdom. You are worth it to God to answer your prayers. You are worth it to God to put a plan in your life, to establish that plan before the foundation of the world, and to implement that plan while you are alive on earth. You are worth it to God. You are worth it to God for God to be kind to you. You are worth it to God for Him to be merciful. You are worth it to God to forgive you. You are worth it to God to take care of you. You are worth it to God to provide for you. You are worth it to God, and so God is willing. Don't you know your own worth? You're worth it. You're worth it. Don't you know your own worth? You are worth the blood of Christ. Don't you know your own worth? A lot of people say, I have no worth. Really, I have no worth. Liar! You are worth more than silver or gold. You are worth the precious blood. You're worth it to God, and so God is willing. You're worth it to God. Thomas did not believe. John chapter 20. Thomas did not believe. And he said, unless I can put my hand into his side, and unless I can touch and see the nail prints, unless I can see it and touch it for myself, I won't believe. And so what happens in verse 27 of John 20? Jesus comes right for Thomas alone. Thomas was worth it to God, so Christ was willing. He was worth it to God to deal with his unbelief. He was worth it to God to come special for Thomas so he could put his hand in his side and put his fingers in the nail prints. He was worth it to God. He had already ascended in His glorified body out of death in the resurrection. And He came specially for him. He was worth it to God. the woman at the well. He walked 20 miles to meet her at the sixth hour, to meet her at noon. He had a plan. I have to be at the well at noon. So I'm going to walk 20 miles for one woman because I have only 3.5 years on earth, and I'm going to take a whole day to walk those 20 miles for that one woman. Why? Because she was worth it to God. And so he was willing. She didn't know her worth, but Christ certainly did. You may not know your worth, but Christ knows your worth. And even if you do not believe your worth, you're still worth it to God. And He is still willing. He is still willing. You've been precious. He said, you've been precious in my eyes. Immense worth. You have immense worth in my eyes. Get this. He is willing to stay with me in the fire. He is willing to go through the trials with me. He is willing, when I don't believe, to build faith in my heart. He is willing to test me. And He is willing to make me come forth as gold. He is willing and He is worth it to God. I'm worth it to God for Him to chastise me. For Him to take the plan and take the time and take the effort and devise a program for my life to teach me and correct me and to build me and to make me into His image. I am worth it to God. People think that the trial of their faith is because they are doing something wrong. The trial of your faith is because you are worth it to God. And if you were not worth it to God, there would be no trial of your faith. People think that chastisement is a horrible thing. Chastisement comes because you're worth it to God. You're worth it. You're worth God's effort to chastise you. You are worth it to God. And when He's finished, you'll come forth as gold in Job 23:10. You'll come forth as gold. You're worth it to God. And so He is willing to bring the circumstances into your life that will challenge you and that will cause you to struggle from time to time, because He knows it's going to be the very thing that He builds you as He carries you through that struggle. You are worth it to God, and so He is willing. It's His good pleasure. It's His good pleasure to mold the clay, to mold your life, to build you, and to give you character. It's His good pleasure, and it is worth it to God, and He is willing to conform you into His image. And it's His good pleasure, and He is willing to take you by the hand and guide you in Isaiah 42. It's His good pleasure, and so He is willing. Because you're worth it. We think we're not worth it, but we are. We think inside me there is no good thing. Yes, certainly in the natural man there is only dust. But remember something. God breathed His breath into that dust and made it a living soul. And He says to that dust, you're precious in my eyes. And I love you with an everlasting love. And I know the things that I think toward you, thoughts of good and not of evil. You're worth it to God. And so He's willing. Whatever it is, you're worth it to God. And so He's willing. Amen.